This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, man, I gotta tell you, I was on cloud 9. Oh my gosh. Now, I don't know if a lot of you guys were into the music of the 90s. I was. I was really, really big into the, you know, you're like, what a man, what a man, what a man, what a mighty good man. I loved Salt and Pepper. I loved En Vogue. I loved Boys to Men. I mean, that's when I went to college. That's when I went to medical school. And so when you hear a song, you just get taken back. Well, I was able to go to a concert on Friday and actually meet the Salt and Pepper. I was like, ah! DJ Spinderella, DJ Rob Bass, All for One. You guys remember All for One? I swear. By the moon and the stars in the sky. Oh, my God. Those guys are awesome. And I got to meet them. I was like, ah, I lost my cool. Lost my cool. Yeah, look at that. I can play it cool. I can play it cool. I can, you've never seen it, but technically I can. I just didn't even plan on playing it cool. I was in like there was this little VIP line. You know, usually when you're in, you know, when you're in media, you know, you are supposed to kind of be like, and I ain't nothing but a chicken wing, you know, I'm good. I've met celebrities before, but not these celebrities, right? Meeting Salt and Pepper and All for One and Rob Bass and DJ Spinderella, meeting these people who actually I rocked out to and I listened to for hours while driving to school or commutes or whatever. It blows my mind when you actually see them in person. And that's one thing that's really, really cool about Las Vegas is because you really get access to a lot of cool people. And apparently they live in Vegas. They have a residency in Vegas because they have the show called I Love the 90s. Now, the reason why I bring this up is I find it fascinating how, you know, you had the 50s era and you had the 60s and the 70s. You have music that kind of define that time. And then it's supposed to go out of vogue and you're supposed to then like today's current music. And I'm noticing that a lot of us people are saying, no, 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 to heck with that. I don't have to love today's music. I could sit there and listen to music who I really, really like music of the 90s or music of the 80s or music of the 50s. I love 50s. 50s is some of my favorite music, favorite songs. Because you could sing to them and you could understand the words and all that. You know, to the next man in the three-piece suit. I can understand the words, too, of Salt and Pepper. You know, I just don't sing it as well as I sing a 50s song. But, you know, I was in a room with a bunch of people who were not only middle-aged but younger, too, who loved the music. And it's not I Love the 90s show. It's, you know, the 90s rocked, and I love music. And music could be a remake. Music could be a, you know, a new genre. Music could be you just doing an interpretation of something or you turning something into a song. And so seeing these guys perform and seeing them be accessible, you know, I just grew up thinking that these stars, you know, you can't touch them and, you know, help them and shake their hand. You can't look them in the eye. You can't. And that's not the way people are. You know, the, like, for example, Sandra Denton and Cheryl James of, you know, Salt and Pepper, they're very down to earth. These are people that are down to earth, very, very cool. And then they would actually share the mic. Yeah, I got to sing a couple words on the mic. Dad, I was like losing it. It was a great concert. Great, great concert. But I just love the accessibility, and I think that's really cool. So if you do, guys, do come to Las Vegas, and you want a good show, and you want good music, and you really want to see some talent, especially, man, these All For One guys. Oh, my gosh. Just awesome. Raw Bass, love them. Love them. Easy Rock. Definitely check out the I Love 90s show at the Paris Hotel. Fantastic. Oh, by the way, if you do go to the Paris Hotel, they have a restaurant that makes crepes. And we're talking damn good crepes. You could get anything in these crepes. Get the Bananas Foster. It's delicious. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. All right. So what we're going to be talking about today, we're going to be talking about this caravan that's approaching. Trump is warning that he is going to cut aid to Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. How should we as Americans react to this migrant, I guess, trek that started as about 1,000 and has now swelled to almost 7,500? All right. What should we do? What is the safest thing for Americans? What's the safest thing for them? Next, we're being told that superbugs are going to kill more people than cancer and diabetes by the year 2050. We're also being told that middle-aged people have more cancer-causing mutant cells than normal ones, which is why we end up starting to tip the scale and be more prone to cancer. They say dads, if they exercise a lot, they may pass down their healthier metabolism to their kids. That's interesting. You'd think metabolism is more of an environmental issue or something you're just born with. But if dads are big exercisers, their kids may have better metabolism. I'm not too sure because I have one kid that has a great metabolism, the other kid doesn't. And I exercise like crazy. Unless, yeah. Now, if you don't exercise, they say if you don't exercise enough, that could be worse for your body than smoking and diabetes. I thought smoking and diabetes were the biggest killers out there, but no. They say if you don't exercise, that could even be worse. And then, completely blowing our mind, a giant inflatable colon has been stolen from a Kansas City hospital. It wasn't because the Chiefs kicked butt yesterday. It was because, I guess, somebody wanted to steal a colon that was valued at $4,000. They used a pickup truck parked in Brookside, Kansas City, and it was stolen from the University of Kansas Cancer Center. Not sure why people would steal a colon. I guess it was there to, you know, raise awareness for colon cancer screening. And the Cancer Coalition owns the inflatable colon. It's for the campaign, Get Your Rear in Gear. So if any of you guys see a huge 150-pound, 10-foot-long colon, please call Kansas City, University of Kansas Center. 1-877-DOCDALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world. and provide your recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day. Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind that is here to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com now to find out more. That's GCNLife.com. And start your day off with an open mind.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issues, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Dolly, so thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So a big question people have is, what do we do with refugees when they come to the United States? What is our current process? Well, according to the International Rescue Committee, rescue.org, it is a pretty complex process. And we do help resettle and work with refugees all the time, it sounds like. First, we have to identify if they are a refugee. So a refugee is somebody who was forced to flee his or her home because of either war, political upheaval, or safety issues. Maybe they have reasons to fear because of race, religion, nationality, some sort of persecution. And the refugee status is usually determined by the United Nations. Many refugees who enter the U.S. were referred by the UN and referred for resettlement in the U.S. by the UN. Or by a U.S. embassy or an approved humanitarian aid organization. And the U.S. is one of 28 resettlement countries. The U.S. does not have to take all refugees. There is a process through the UN of how we can split up refugees. Because we can't have one country collapse. You're not healthy to anybody if you can't be strong enough to financially maintain people. So there's a process where we are one of 28. There's an application process that people could apply for. Or if they have to flee, then if they do make it to the border, there are certain processes that happen there. Coming to the country as a refugee is not the most ideal. If you want to get into a country, going through the legal process, going through a visa, etc., is easier. Refugees, there's a little bit of chaos going on, and there's a lot of distrust. So like with this caravan coming, we don't know who's trying to slip in. Now I guess the last numbers is it was about 7,200 people full now. Who else is jumping in? Are they all these people that want to flee, or are there some people trying to sneak in? A wolf in sheep's clothing. We don't know. Even if 99% are innocent, there could be 1% in there. That could be some real bad people. So refugees need to be vetted. Usually the UN does some vetting. U.S. resettlement program gives priority to refugees, especially vulnerable families who have been targeted by violence. The U.S. does not recognize as refugees people who have committed violations of humanitarian or human rights law, such as terrorism. They will not then get refugee protection if they're bad people. So there are screenings that could take up to 36 months. FBI, Department of Homeland Security, Department of Defense, multiple security agencies. The process could take up to 36 months. That's 3 years. They undergo biographic, biometric checks, medical screenings, forensic documents, testing, in-person interviews. Some refugees from different countries may actually have a more vigorous vetting process. Then once a refugee has been cleared for resettlement, the U.S. government does work with the International Rescue Committee and eight other national resettlement agencies to help them restart their lives. So they may be placed in a city where they have relatives or friends, or where there's an established community that shares their language or culture. Other considerations include cost of living, the community's ability to provide medical services. But technically, legal U.S. resident refugees could live in a state they choose. They don't have to be forced to live in New Jersey or New York or Phoenix, Arizona. So they also sign promissory notes agreeing to reimburse the U.S. government for travel costs. They also have to attend classes to learn about what to expect when they arrive in the new country. They get briefings on American culture, U.S. laws, health benefits, which I think is fair. You know, you don't want to throw somebody in jail because they didn't realize that something they did was not considered legal. Like, for example, marijuana. If they didn't realize marijuana was illegal in one state and they get thrown in jail, I think it's nice to do a class and teach them. That costs money. That costs time. They also get taught on health benefits, other critical information. And then there's another final screening and more security checks. And refugees that are coming into the U.S. are greeted, welcomed at the airport by caseworkers or resettlement agencies. And then they will be given basic furnishings, food, and other immediate assistance. For the first 90 days, resettlement agencies will work with state and local governments to help these new arrivals settle into their community. They'll help them learn English. They'll help them with psychological care and counseling, because a lot of them, I guess, were victims of violence and trafficking, etc. Schooling options. They make sure each child has a backpack, notebooks, and supplies. And then they receive stipends to cover their first 3 months in the U.S. So being a refugee, there's a lot of financial support you get from the United States per refugee. Now, that's fine when they come in sporadically and not all at once. There are 190 communities across the country. Several states offer areas where refugees could come. Obviously, money has to be planned out. But now what we have is a caravan of immigrants. I believe it started at about 1,000, and then it swelled up to 7,233, according to a shelter at Ciudad Hidalgo. Geraldo Gerardo Hernandez from the local government's emergency services in Mexico said the agency has been asked to help provide the immigrants with food and shelter. Then the caravan, I think, went back down to about 5,600 people. Hernandez told Reuters you can't even walk. There's just so many people. So far, they're peaceful, thank God. Now, from what we understand, Mexico has tried to stop them. But they've been doing makeshift rafts. They've been swimming. They've been going. They've been plowing through. Now, many of the migrants say there was poverty, corruption, gang violence in Honduras. That's why they fled. They say Mexico's been trying to slowly process asylum requests, providing 45-day visitor permits. But they said the thousands of migrants grew impatient, circumventing the bureaucracy, according to USA Today, crossing over on makeshift rafts or just swimming into Mexico, undeterred by border authorities. And many crowds are saying venganse, meaning come on in. So there you have a lot of support by people who are also giving them food and money, etc. And so if we do end up seeing this grow to where we have 7, 8, 10,000 people coming to our border, and you see the process that has to happen for these refugees, I mean, people in America are kind of concerned because they don't realize there's a refugee process. They see this caravan coming and they think, well, because there's so many, they're just going to break down the wall or come through the wall and then just start walking north. The problem is refugees need a place to stay. They need food. They need shelter. If our shelters aren't big enough, I don't know where these people go. Now, this is historic. This is something that I think a lot of people are like, you know what? People are going to make it happen. There's enough people out there. There's enough global support. Let's just keep going. And again, for them to trek their child through such a dangerous journey, my guess is they really are scared. I mean, they are really fleeing. But it does take a lot of financial support. And you've heard a lot of rumors that you have a lot of big Democrat people helping, you know, and again, I mean, bless anybody that can help feed these kids, you know, or people who are in need. But really, what is going to happen at the border? Who is going to make sure they're not sick, bringing in tuberculosis or communicable diseases or things that can come from other countries? Who's going to give them jobs? What healthcare system are they going to use? Are many of them going to need to flood our hospitals on the border? You know, if the Trump administration wants to stop this, it's not because, oh, well, you know, they're racist and blah, 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 and everything else everybody complains about. What do we do to protect our citizens and allocate appropriate resources? We want to help the refugees, but we can't help thousands all at once. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
When you use public Wi-Fi, hackers and identity thieves can see anything you do online. Embarrassing photos, your web history, even your passwords. That's why I use private internet access to encrypt my internet connection for less than 10 cents a day. Sign up now at privateinternetaccess.com, and in just a few minutes, you'll be browsing anonymously and only sharing what you want to share. Privateinternetaccess.com. It's time to protect your online privacy.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality, American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
USA Radio News.
President Trump tweeted on Monday that the United States will begin slashing foreign aid to Central American countries, including Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador, since they were not able to do their job of stopping people from leaving their country and joining a caravan of thousands headed towards the United States. The president also said there were criminals and unknown Middle Easterners that were part of that caravan, to which former acting director of ICE Tom Homan joined Fox News and said,
"Well, look, we know when you got a large population that come to the United States illegally, there's going to be a certain amount of criminals, and they're going to put themselves in that group."
It's now 7 days since the disappearance of 13-year-old Jamie Kloss and the murder of her parents at their Barron, Wisconsin home. The search for Kloss has expanded nationwide, according to the FBI, and police are investigating over 1,000 tips. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So, did you guys hear about Uber? Hoping to deliver flying burgers via drone? This could happen after the next election, 2021, that is, as Uber Technologies is looking to speed up its, quote, flying burgers initiative. According to the Wall Street Journal, the San Francisco-based ride-hailing company has a very aggressive timeline for getting its delivery drones project up and running, and they hope they can do it as soon as next year. Uber was seeking an operations executive who could actually carry out their ambitious plan. So the listing, they say, which was removed by Uber, was looking for an executive who could enable safe, legal, efficient, and scalable flight operations. The listing referenced Uber Express, which is an internal name for its drone delivery operation within Uber Eats. So you guys know what Uber Eats is. Uber Eats is where you could deliver, where you could buy, like, let's say you like a restaurant like Outback. I believe you could go onto Uber Eats, search Outback, order Outback, and an Uber driver will pick up your food and bring it to you. While an Uber spokesman did not immediately respond to Fox Business Request for comment, it did tell the Journal that the posting did not fully reflect its program, which is still in the very early days. But CEO Dara Khorrashahi admitted in May that he is bullish on the idea and believes it's the key to solving urban motility. To have flying burgers. He says, it's my personal belief that a key to solving urban mobility is flying burgers in any city. We need flying burgers. Everyone needs it. So we're working on that. He further explained that Uber's drone-assisted food deliveries would be able to deliver food within 5 minutes, as opposed to couriers, which could take up to 30. Now, they're going to currently test out its program in San Diego. Well, I guess the burger's going to be in that foil wrapping, and then it'll probably be in a heat. They have some boxes that can hold heat. I know, because you would think if it's Ubering around, the air is going to blow it cold, right? Or blow the pickles off of it. So, apparently, I believe the company is valued at $120 billion. Amazon chief Jeff Bezos is also considering rolling out delivery drones within the next 4 to 5 years. I don't know if the U.S. Transportation Department likes that, but... And then Google's Alphabet has been working on its drone project. They've had a lot of technical difficulties. Apparently, they said in 2016, according to Fox Business, the company pushed out 2 managers who were leading its drone initiative. Yeah, I would be very, very careful getting the job now, because if something doesn't work, you get fired. That's a tough industry. That's a tough business to be in. So, is this what people want? Do they want their food droned? I got to be honest. I say yes. I don't like the idea of somebody else having access to your food. And mind you, I am still paranoid because in the 80s, we were told as little kids that bad people were putting razor blades and glass in our Halloween candy. And so, I don't like the idea of somebody picking up your food, delivering it, and not going into it and messing with it. I mean, we have this trust of Uber drivers and Lyft drivers, and I do. It blows my mind how my son just took a trip to Reno. I'm like, take an Uber. I mean, I would have never 20 years ago thought that I would tell my kid in a foreign city, not a foreign city, but like in another city, to just go and hop in a car with a stranger. But now we just have this, Uber vetted them. But remember, people want non-people associated with things because they don't trust them. But we trust a drone. A drone is not going to drug our burger. Now, it could. I don't know if you guys have seen a lot of movies, James Bond movies. Some of these machines could do some real fancy stuff. But I think people are going to want this. This way they know somebody else isn't touching their food. 1-877-DOC-DALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So we got Halloween coming, and with Halloween, people want to look very, very cool. And one thing they do is they wear contacts. And these fancy schmancy contacts that make our eyes look like zombies, or make our eyes look blue, or cross-eyed, or whatever, unfortunately can be very, very dangerous. And so, again, we have to warn people about these contacts. So, according to Dr. Samuel Pierce, president of the American Optometric Association, he wants to spread awareness for illicit contact sales. You got to be really, really careful with what you're buying online. They say some people mistakenly believe it's easier to purchase decorative contact lenses from illegal third-party vendors, like flea markets, beauty salons, convenience stores, and online sellers instead of a doctor of optometry. According to the American Optometric, see, we call them optometrists, but it's Optometric Association. American IQ survey, 16% of Americans have worn decorative contact lenses that do not provide vision correction because they're wearing it as part of a costume or cosmetic services. They've also bought them without a prescription or consulting an eye doctor. And then the prices are cheaper. But all contact lenses, even the ones for costumes, are considered medical devices and regulated by the FDA. Even if you have 20/20 vision and you want to change your eye color for the night, I used to buy contacts that had like fancy colors, you know, so my eyes would look all super pretty. You still need to chat with an eye doctor to find out what the best size and shape is for your eyes. They may not fit your eye comfortably. They may irritate the cornea. They may irritate your eyelid. Then, this is what you're worried about. You could scratch the cornea. If you scratch the cornea, which is the lining of the outermost layer of the eye, then unfortunately you can get an infection. If you get an infection, it could later ulcerate. If you damage your cornea or you scar your cornea, that could cause permanent blindness. You could also get infection of the eyes. So I understand everybody wants to look really, really cool for Halloween, and colored contacts, you know, are pretty awesome, but be careful. So they recommend you go to your optometrist. Your optometrist can prescribe them, and here's the problem with it is expensive. Okay, I love eye doctors and ophthalmologists and optometrists, but I have to admit it is expensive. So, I don't know what I'm going to be for Halloween. I want to be Khaleesi. I don't know what I'm going to be for Halloween. The problem is, you know, I'm middle-aged. Being middle-aged, it's really, really hard to, you know, look cool in certain outfits. My best Halloween costume, I told you, was I was inside out in medical school. So I wore my clothes. Then I wore my underwear over the clothes, bra and panties. And then I had Kleenex on the bra and a maxi pad on the panties. So I was inside out. I think it was brilliant. I was also a pumpkin one year where I dressed up in one of those garbage bags, those orange pumpkin garbage bags. I wore a green scarf on my head, green pants, green shirt, and I looked like a pumpkin. And then I filled it up with a bunch of, like, pillows and stuff. I thought that was pretty cute. We talked about different Halloween costumes you could do. If you guys really want to be something unique for Halloween, let me know. I do have tons of ideas. I just can't really, you know, waste your guys' time. But there's some real, real fun things like being somebody else's shadow, being windblown. I thought windblown was awesome. Where your hair is all pushed back, you have paper stuck to your shirt, and then your arms are like flayed back, and you look like you're walking in the wind. I know it's stupid, but it's a costume. You don't have to spend a lot of money on costumes. You know, one year I was a Hillary Clinton email and I had a letter C. So I was walking around with a C, right? Because that was for confidential. So I was a Hillary Clinton email. I thought that was a brilliant costume. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal with polypeptide technology from Natural Botanicals to return to a full-body, shiny head of hair. Reveal works for men and women and has a 30-day money-back guarantee. Look for preferred customer discount on Reveal at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. you'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work, because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts UP77 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting UP77 to 88988. That's UP77 to 88988.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they say men who exercise might pass down healthier metabolism to their kids. Now, you would think metabolism, you're either born with it or you don't. But then again, I exercised when I was pregnant. And one of my kids has fantastic metabolism. The other one doesn't. So, you wonder, you know, my husband's not a big exerciser. He doesn't like to exercise. And so you wonder if maybe one got one set of genes, one got the other. But the one who doesn't like to exercise, he sure has a, well, now he likes to exercise. Now he exercises a lot. Now he's really into it. And now his metabolism is going up. So, but it's interesting how it really takes dad being involved. Because now that dad's exercising more, they are. So they say men who exercise before the conception of their children might be able to pass on to their kids a predisposition for a healthier metabolism. Even if the father typically consumes a mostly high-fat diet. Now, the only problem with this study is it was done on mice. So we don't really, you know, we don't really have human studies on this. But father's health is just as important on the offspring's health as mommy's. So researchers at Ohio State University Wexner Medical Center looked at how diet and exercise affected the offspring of male mice. The researchers found that mice given high-fat diets that did not exercise had offspring at 52 weeks old, higher levels of body fat and problems processing glucose, meaning more inclined for diabetes. Yet, if they exercised, it negated that effect. When dad exercised, even on a high-fat diet, we saw improved metabolic health in their adult offspring. And they found that the changes occurred actually at the genetic level. They say obesity can cause genetic changes in men's sperm, which can then be passed on to offspring. These changes include a lower sperm count, sperm motility, meaning how sperm move, and testosterone levels. For the mice that exercise, the researchers found genetic changes that actually protected the offspring from the poor diet. Now, you still need to eat a good diet, but that metabolism helped. And I see it. I see it with one kid. He could have macaroni and cheese. Doesn't gain weight. The other one does. So exercise or having that you know, gene boost helps. Now, what should we do with our kids? We can't really change what we did before we had kids. Well, one is you want them to, you know, live by example. So you exercise. Show that you're exercising. All right? These kids, you know, your kids watch you a lot more than you think. And I get nervous when a lot of people ask, how can I do radio or how can I get up on a stage? Don't I get nervous? Well, how you do it is you don't think anyone's watching or watching you critically. If you think somebody sit there critically watching, then you start to freeze. But if you think somebody like right now is, you know, picking their toenails or, you know, I don't know, filing their nails or cleaning their nose hairs while listening to my show, I'm good. I can talk or whatever. But if I think somebody's going, oh, she used bad grammar, or oh, she slurred her words, or oh, she has a lisp, then I get nervous. Well, your kids watch you. And I didn't think my kids watched me because, okay, so I have two boys. And so, you know, it's all about daddy in my house. You know, and that's fine. You know, they're boys. So they want to be like, you know, they want to be men. You know, daddy is so muscular and he's so burly. You know, and he's a dude. So the boys want to be like the guy. That's fine. Mommy's just around. That's okay. You needed my uterus for 9 months, if you don't remember that. One of you for 8 months. You needed milk, but it's okay. It's all right. Mommy's fine, right? So I think, in my mind, they don't even know I exist. Unless, of course, they're hungry or they want their laundry or they lost something. Fine. Or they need to go somewhere. But then I see how they talk to the kitty cats or the dogs. And I told you guys I have an accent. And my accent comes out when I'm either mad, when I'm overly excited, or when I baby talk. And I notice that they talk to the dogs and cats exactly like I do, which is exactly the way my dad did, because my dad had the accent. And I'm like, well, what are you doing? You're such a noise. You're supposed to be what? And anyway, and I do this type of stuff. And apparently it must have soaked in. Because they talk to the animals like that. Or I see them use a hand movement. Or I see them say things that I would say. Well, it makes no sense. That's ridiculous. I always do that around the house. Why you do that makes no sense. So ridiculous, I can't even believe. And I talk like that because that's the way my dad talked, and it's just very comfortable for me to talk like that. I don't really want to be grammatically correct in my own home. On air, I have to be very grammatically correct, even though I don't. So kids watch, and my kids see that I exercise. My kids see that I watch the news. My kids see that on Sunday I worship the sports channels, right? Because I love football. They don't have to do the same thing, but I do see them pick up a certain appreciation for things. And so if they hear me go, no, I had too much red meat this month. I better eat some fish. You know, they may say, oh, mom's whack, but at one point they may be like, you know what, maybe I'm eating too much red meat. So we had gone out for breakfast. We went to a breakfast place yesterday because I was hungry. And the Cowboy game wasn't supposed to be on until 1:30, even though I couldn't see it because it was on the pay-per-view channel and I don't spend $50 per game. So we go to get some eggs and I eat some eggs or whatever. Well, Daddy, who makes the best egg salad in the world, made egg salad last night for dinner. And I go over there and go, no, I had too many eggs. I ate too many eggs already this week. That's something that the kids could pick up. So if you want your kids healthy, and you're a meat and potato type of guy, and I don't like to exercise type of guy, excuse me, maybe do as I say, not as I do. Let them hear you, and when you hopefully live by your example. Now, we're being told that not exercising is worse for you than smoking and diabetes. The Cleveland Clinic studied more than 122,000 patients who participated in treadmill testing between 1991 and 2014, and the results showed better cardiorespiratory fitness was linked to living longer, while extreme aerobic fitness provided the greatest benefits, especially to patients over 70 and patients with hypertension. They said the risk posed by not exercising were the same or higher than those risk factors such as smoking or diabetes. So they said aerobic fitness is something that most patients can control. So we should be able to exercise, even if it's sitting at a desk, even if it's doing arm circles, even if it's doing stretches. We have got to move. People do not move enough. You know, I talk about this with schools. Why is an English class, you know, where you have to recite Shakespeare, why isn't it you walking, taking a hike around the school with the Romeo, or Romeo, wherefore art thou, Romeo, deny thy father, or refuse thy name, for thou wilt not be before my love, and I shall no longer be a Capulet. They could do that walking. They could do that walking around the school. You know, the teacher tells them to shut the hell up and listen to them. You can learn while you walk. Well, there's a lot of things we could do at the same time. And we do everything sitting. Now, we should sit when we eat. And I do like sitting when I go potty. By the way, we're not supposed to sit when we potty. We're supposed to squat. You guys know that? Don't make me talk about how to potty again. 1-877 Doc Dolly. We'll be right back.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. In an historic event, former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. To secure your spot, text JOIN to 44055. This event is the first of its kind ever. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls in the weeks and months ahead. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars. To join American Cannabis Summit, text JOIN to 44055. Attendance is free. Text JOIN to 44055.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. Blockitpocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at Blockitpocket.com or call 888-315-9618. Blockitpocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.